Oh, do that again. You didn't see that? It happened so fast too. You had a lovely kind of
strong.
Excellent.
This silence is intentional.
Thank you.
She's dancing, dancing till she feels nothing. She's dancing 'cause she's wild. She's dancing, dancing till she feels. And she's dancing, dancing till she feels nothing. She's dancing 'cause she's wild. She's dancing, dancing till she feels.
We'll be lucky when she rides. Jesus, that was terrific. I've never experienced anything quite like that in a theater before. How about you, Rhonda?
You're a worm, Harry. Drop dead. God, you're disgusting. Don't touch me. Yuck. What is the scum on your chest? Did that little rubber mammy do something on you?
Abdullah, you little vagrant. What you been up to with the chump over there? Let me see your drawers. Whoa, just couldn't help yourself, could you? Phew. You best be washing that thing off, darling. I know we're supposed to be indestructible, but what you got ripening down there be putting us all to the test. Yow.
Personally, darling, I found the performance with a briefcase to be incredibly stimulating.
Eat shit, you overbearing male chauvinist member of the scientific community.
What a sweet little hunk of heaven she growed up to be. When she was deflatable, she didn't say nothing. Just kept her face open like this, waiting for the salami that never arrived. Now, she fucking the briefcase, dumping the paper all over the floor, hair up in an ugly old bun, fountain pen dangling out of asshole, and talking dirty to a member of the royal family. Girl, this cocksucker might be evil, but he am a prince. Now he be talking to vernacular, I is finding it considerably more convenient to indemnify with his point of view.
Sure enough. Mm-hmm, yeah. You're a wise old mammy. Where you from, Richie?
Why, St. Louis.
God damn, I knew it. I could just make it out from your renunciation. Sure get hot down there in the summertime.
That no lie. People be croaking all over the fucking place. I see y'all like that sort of thing. Judging from your wardrobe, y'all be well into death and pestilence and shit. Probably got yourself quite some expensive education going for you.
Oh yeah, St. Louis. Damn, some of the zombie folk up the laboratory got kin there.
No, really? Can't be.
Oh hell yeah, the ugly dead motherfucker on the screen, yeah. He related to a bunch of other ugly dead motherfuckers from the east side. And the girl is short little ugly dead motherfucker with the dead dog been fucking the police commissioner.
How you know so much about what's going on down there, you evil cocksucker? Y'all been staying quite well informed from being in the laboratory most of your time.
Just might distress your ass to learn that on the way home from the San Quentin, Tater Mash and Spearmint, me and the country western musicians dropped by the college to receive an honorary degree.
You lying boy. They giving degrees in tater husbandry back to old alma mater?
That all they giving anymore, motherfucking tater husbandry. Be the wave of the future in St. Louis. Graduating class, well over 700. And every one of them dealing with them taters like the swamp murderers down at Benny Honey's.
What? Punk? You wanna what? Abdullah, the prince just be shooting the hometown shit here. He ain't gwine give us no more problems. What you mean, girl? Okay, go ahead and fuck the little crabgrass baby with the enormous white pompadour. Go on then. Get down with your nasty little old degenerate self.
Oh God, dear God. I really need it. I see a thousand. Long and at wells, seeding at feet. Take me to the movies, buy me a balloon. Well, stop, Deedle, now that feels good.
Twist and shout. Work it on out and in. Get down. Go on, give him a little shoot. That's what Denny be doing. We're going jumbo every time. Go on, get the little pompadour up in the air again. I like that part.
Stroke me lovely, white pop, and a little water. I got you, we're good. I really need it. Ancestor, I feel better now.
Just like the Olympics.
It's fascinating the way things are resolving themselves around here. I never would have suspected anything like this when we came in.
Where are your real clothes, Harry? Are you going back to Long Island like that?
I have nothing to be ashamed of. I have a lovely body. Everyone will understand I've accomplished something tonight. I really believe that. I found a sort of fulfillment other men only dream about.
You've accomplished nothing. Nothing at all. You're a mere worm. Less than that, you're a useless all-American man-worm, the most disgusting creature on the face of the earth. Phooey on you! Worms like you would be nothing without me and my kind. We are the future, Harry. Not you. We don't need you and your kind, because our kind is the best kind. Mankind is shit, Harry. Our kind will get rid of your kind, just like wiping off this fountain pen, Harry. Smell it quick, you submissive little cocksucker. Because I'm wiping it off any minute now. This is symbolism, Harry. Really deep, intense, thought-provoking Broadway symbolism. This isn't Dreamgirls, Harry. This is the way it really is. I'm talking to you, Harry. We hate you. We are modern, Harry. You are not modern. Worms are not modern. While you become lawyers and accountants and we playboy and bought a pipe, we planned and dreamed and fucked our briefcases while you weren't looking. Yes, Harry, that's right. And we've actually been able to reproduce ourselves that way for years, Harry. But you never knew, did you, you worm? We had special atomic glasses made by women optometrists who promised never to tell. We learned how to hide secret stuff wrapped up in the middle of those severe terminal buns we wear. Little transmitters, Harry. Little receivers. Oh, don't pretend to be surprised, Harry. We even had room left over in there for all of our most favorite little embroidered, delicate, secretly feminine, childlike, helpless, pathetic, sentimental, totally useless, personal girl things that smell like the stuff they put in the toilet paper. You played golf. You watched football. You drank beer. We evolved. We only looked like Wandas and Ronjas. We are superb, Harry. We are sublime. We are perfect in every way. And you, what are you? Are the all-American cocksucker jizzing all over your leather cocksucker costume after beating the snot out of yourself with a rubber mammy. I simply can't respect you, Harry. You are no good. Go ahead, smell the pen. Go on. I'm wiping it, Harry. There you go.
Fuck you, Harvey. Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey. All right, more relief.
Wake up. Prohibition is over. But the country's still a mess. They need us out there. We've got some cleaning up to do. Especially when it comes to this guy. Get those sport coats on with the big lapels. They're back. They're fashionable again. Okay, let's look at some mug sheets from the suspects from the 80s. Admiral Poindexter, get back on Felix the Cat where you belong. Get the damn pipe out of your mouth. Your history, you're gone. Oliver North, no secret government for you, buddy. You're over. You're through. Bill Casey, you're dead.
I mean.
Bush, you're still a wimp. I'm sorry. You're history. Deaver, Nofziger, you're Brooks. Book 'em, Dano. Dano? How did he get in the show? Get out of here. Reagan, you're asleep. Wake up. The country's in a mess. You're on your way out anyway, buddy. You're history. You're meat. You're through. You're vapor. You're baloney without the mayo, buddy. You're out of here.
Happy to see you here, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to experience a wonderful program. However, part of the responsibility lies with you because we have certain... So let's get with it. Better be seeing some underpants up here. We're going to be real mad at you. I hate to think that Los Angeles was the only place in the United States where we couldn't get any donations. So far, the American city that holds the award is Chicago. Underpants Bonanza in Chicago. And San Diego, two nights ago, was really a bonanza also. It was fantastic. So whip them off, get them up here. Meanwhile, let me tell you who's playing the show for you tonight. This is Ike Willis on guitar and vocals. Tommy Morrison.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like... Shades of falling rain. I love some when you call my name.
C'est la mienne.
place for a heart that's a whore. And I'm young and I'm strong, but I feel old and tired, overfired. And I've been poked and stoked, it's all smoke, there's no more fire, only desire for you ever you are. For you, ever you are, all you say my time here has been some sort of joke. That I've been messing around, some sort of incubating period. But when I really come around, I'm cracking out. And you have no idea. Those guys with guitars I've been watching in bars, who've been stamping their feet to a different beat, to a different beat, to a different beat. I will not pretend, I will not put on a smile, I will not say I'm all right for you, when all I wanted was to be good, to do everything in true, to do everything in true. You bloody motherfucking asshole. Are you bloody motherfucking asshole? Are you bloody?
News. How Don Trump has become the first executive political leader to put on the shamanic tradition. So that's the headline. So I say, no previous president of the USA has ever used the office of the White House to provide a training in perception. In Western art, there are two schools or approaches to the creative act as spelled out by Marshall McLuhan. And I have this amazing quote from The Interior Landscape, pages 12 to 13, written in the 50s, but published in a book, collection of essays, in 1969. When I ask you where...
Show you where I've been, perhaps you'd know and never ask again. Could I forget the things I've seen? Perhaps I'd smile and we would be the same. I can't return to where you're going. What I have learned, it can't be undone. Don't blame yourself, don't you know, it was none of your doing. All my faith got caught in a maze, lost the dreams in a faraway place.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. They think his wife is gonna bring him some chicken soup. I know it's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while. There's this guy from the CIA, and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She...
Black dots were hung in what turned out to be an olive tree.
Sandwiches would turn the dark into day. They sold wine like turpentine to painters. They took the social life like props to aviators. Harry, Irene were a couple that ran a canteen. Harry, Irene were a couple that lived in the green. Ran a canteen. Ran a canteen took Harry for all of his green and Irene. Harry was left holding an empty canteen. And by the way, folks, it was Dusty, not Harry. What does this mean? What does this mean? What's the meaning of this?